గోపీజనవల్లభా గిరివరదారి యశోదనందన బ్రజజనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజజనరంజన యమున తీరావనచారి యమున తీరావనచారి ఇంజయో రాధమాధవ కుంజ బిహారి మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి గోపీజన వల్లభ గ్రీవరదారి యశోదనందన బ్రజజనరంజన యమున తీరావనచారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి కుంజ బిహారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ ప్రభుపదా జయ ప్రభుపదా జయ ప్రభుపదా జయ ప్రభుపదా జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల హరి బోల హరి Hari Bol Nittai Gaur Hari Bol Nittai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nittai Gaur Hari Bol Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajar Trishadashi His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaranda Bhakti Venda Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON BBT Samstha Kavachari Shila Prabhupada Ki జై ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరియ అష్టోత్తర చదశి డివైన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ ప్రభాకి అనంతకోడి వైష్ణవృందకి నామాచార శిల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమస్కో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవ భక్త వృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపనాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరిగోవర్ధన్కి వృందావనం మధురధామకి మాయాపూర్ ధామ నవదీప్ ధామకి పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామకి గంగామాయ యమునమాయకి తులసిదేవి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్తి వృందకి శిల ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్సెండల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్కి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గౌరీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ ఆల్ గౌరీ శిల ప్రభుపాదకి జై ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 1 టెక్స్ట్ 19 దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ యాజ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజా ప్రియవ్రత ఫస్ట్ ఐ విల్ రీడ్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ దెన్ విల్ రిసైట్ త్వం తూ అబ్జనాభ అంగ్రి సరోజ కోష దుర్గ ఆశ్రిత నిర్జిత షట్ సపత్న సత్సపత్న భుంక్ష్వ ఇహ భోగాన్ పురుష అధిష్టాన్ విముక్త సంగ ప్రకృతిం భజస్వ తం త్వబ్జనాభాంగ్రి సరోజకోశ దుర్గాశ్రుత నిర్జిత సత్సపత్న భుంక్ష్వేహ భోగాన్ పురుషాదిదిష్టాన్ విముక్త సంగ ప్రకృతిం భజస్వ త్వం త్వబ్జనాభాంగ్రి సరోజకోశ దుర్గాశ్రుత నిర్జిత సత్సపత్న భుంక్ష్వేహ భోగాన్ పురుషాదిదిష్టాన్ విముక్త సంఘ ప్రకృతిం భజస్వ జనాభాంగ్రి సరోజకోశ దుర్గాశ్రుత నిర్జిత సత్సపత్న భుంక్ష్వేహ భోగాన్ పురుషాదిదిష్టాన్ విముక్త సంగ ప్రకృతిం భజస్వ తం త్వబ్జనాభాంగ్రి సరోజకోశ దుర్గాశ్రుత నిర్జిత షట్సపత్న భుంక్ష్వేహ భోగాన్ పురుషాదిదిష్టాన్ విముక్త సంగ ప్రకృతిం భజస్వ त्वं पब्जनाभाङ्घ्रिसरोजकोश दुर्गाश्रितो निर्जितषट्सपत्नः भुङ्क्ष्वेघभोगान् पुरुषातितिष्ठान् विमुक्तसङ्गप्रकृतिं भजस्व त्वं त्वब्जनाभाङ्घ्रिसरोजकोश दुर्गाश्रितो निर्जितषट्सपत्नः पुङ्क्ष्वेकभोगान् पुरुषातितिष्ठान् विमुक्तसङ्गप्रकृतिं भजस्व माताजि त्वं त्वब्जनाभाङ्घ्रिसरोजकोश श्रितो निर्जितषट्सपत्नः भुङ्क्ष्वेघभोगान् पुरुषातितिष्ठान् विमुक्तसङ्घप्रकृतिं भजस्व त्वं युवर् सेल्फ् तु देन् अब्जनाब आफ् द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटि आफ् गाड् हेड् whose navel is like a lotus flower. Angri, feet. Saroja, lotus. Kosha, hole. Durga, the stronghold. Ashritaha, taken shelter of. Nirjita, conquered. Shat, sapatnaha, the six enemies. The mind and five senses. Bhungshva, enjoy. Iha, in this material world. Bhogan, enjoyable things. Purusha, by the Supreme Person. Adhishtan, extraordinarily ordered. Vimukta, liberated. Sangaha, from material association. Prakritim, constitutional position. Bhajasva, enjoy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Lord Brahma continued, My dear Priyavrata, seek shelter inside the opening in the lotus of the feet of the Lord, whose navel is also like a lotus. Thus, conquer the six senses, the mind and the knowledge-acquiring senses. Accept material enjoyment because the Lord extraordinarily has ordered you to do this. You will thus always be liberated from material association and be able to carry out the Lord's order in your constitutional position. Purport. There are three kinds of men within this material world. Those who are trying to enjoy the senses to the utmost are called karmis. Above them are the jnanis, who are trying to conquer the urges of the senses. And above them are the yogis, who have already conquered the senses. None of them, however, are situated in a transcendental position. Only devotees who belong to none of the above mentioned groups are transcendental. As explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 26, Mamcha avyabhyacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati tyaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature
and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Lord Brahma herein advises Priyavrata to remain transcendental in the fortress, not of family life, but of the lotus feet of the Lord. Abja Nabangri Saroja. When a bumblebee enters the opening of a lotus flower and drinks its honey, it is fully protected by the petals of the lotus. The bee is undisturbed by the sunshine and other external influences. Similarly, one who always seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead is protected from all dangers. It is therefore said in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58, Samshrittaye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavambudir vatsa padam param padam 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 yat vipadam na tesham. For one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, everything becomes easier. Indeed, even crossing the great ocean of nescience, Bhavambudhi, is exactly like crossing the hoof print created by a calf, Vatsapadam. For such a devotee, there is no question of remaining in a place where every step is dangerous. Our actual duty is to carry out the supreme order of the personality of Godhead. If we are fixed in our determination to carry out the supreme order of the Lord, we are always secure, regardless of where we are situated, whether in hell or in heaven. Herein, the words Prakritim Bhajasva are very significant. Prakritim refers to one's constitutional position. Every living entity has the constitutional position of being an eternal servant of God. Therefore, Lord Brahma advised Priyavrata, be situated in your original position as an eternal servant of the Lord. If you carry out his orders, you will never fall, even in the midst of material enjoyment. Material enjoyment achieved by dint of one's fruitive activities differs from material enjoyment given by the personality of Godhead. A devotee sometimes appears to be in a very opulent position, but he accepts that position to follow the orders of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee is never affected by material influences. The devotees in the Krishna conscious movement are preaching all over the world in accordance with the order of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have to meet many karmis, but by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are unaffected by material influences. He has blessed them as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 7.129. Kabuna Badibe Tomara Vishaya Taranga Punarapi E Tani Pabe Mora Sange. A sincere devotee who engages in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by preaching his cult all over the world will never be affected by Vishaya Taranga, material influences. On the contrary, in due course of time, he will return to the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and will thus have perpetual association with him. The translation again. Lord Brahma continued, my dear Priyavrata, seek shelter inside the opening in the lotus feet of the Lord, whose navel is also like a lotus. Thus, conquer the six senses, the mind and the knowledge acquiring senses. Accept material enjoyment because the Lord extraordinarily has ordered you to do this. You will thus always be liberated from material association and be able to carry out the Lord's order in your constitutional position. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Ittinamine Namaste Sarashvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you very much for coming for our daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. So this verse comes in the section of Srimad Bhagavatam where Lord Brahma is instructing Priyavrata. So in the previous canto, in the fourth canto, in the previous chapter, last chapter of fourth canto, the third and fourth canto actually predominantly deals with Sarga and Visarga. The primary creation and the secondary creation. Secondary creation means Brahma and his activities to populate the entire universe. So the earlier, you know, from Brahma comes Svayambhu Manu, and Svayambhu Manu's descendants have been described, right? Mainly Uttanapada and also his sisters have been described in the previous cantos. But the end of the last canto, briefly, Maitreya Rishi tells that later, you know, even though Maharaj Priyavrata was instructed by Narada Muni, what does Narada Muni always instructs? To remain as a brahmachari and take sannyas. That's his main message and of preaching. So he says that in spite of Narada Muni's instruction to remain in brahmachari ashram, to remain as a renunciate, he had taken up the position of a king and ruled the entire universe, engaged in family life, but eventually he had attained the lotus feet of the Lord. And then Maitreya Muni completes it, and then after that Vidura leaves to Hastinapura, and then Canto 4 ends. Now, you know, Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring to Sukadeva Goswami. This is very astonishing. Devotees are always transcendental, and they never engage in material activities. How come Maharaj Priyavrata, him being a great devotee of the Lord, who have been instructed by Narada Muni to remain as a renunciate, had given up that position and taken up the position of a householder? Can you explain? This is a little bewildering. It looks also a little contradictory. Like that, he poses a question. To that question, Sukadeva Goswami elaborates further. Because the conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidura got over. The fourth canto is over. But that conversation is the one Sukadeva Goswami narrates to Parikshit Maharaj, to his earlier questions. But here, Parikshit Maharaj has an application question. Because that conversation, here Priyavrata is the second son of Maharaj Svayambhu Manu. And then his elder brother's details have been elaborated for two cantos. But Priyavrata's activities like very simply described, like few verses, one or two, three, four verses. But here he has an application question because it's a little subtle, no? Even though he was instructed to be renunciate, still he entered in family life. But he attained Godhead. Like that, Maitreya Rishi finishes. But here Parikshit Maharaj has an application question. This is little contradictory. It looks like there is a tension between householder life and renounced order of life. Is it so? If you look at Srimad Bhagavatam, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, always looks like there is some tension. Right? There is Narada Muni is instructing to be always remain as renunciate, brahmachari, sannyasi. And then many instances we see that people are being encouraged to enter into grihastha life. It looks like there is a tension. Yes, it is. There is a tension. Because earlier, 3-4 verses before, like Lord Brahma talks about Varnashrama system, the importance of Varnashrama system. And Prabhupada explains in the purport about the importance of Varnashrama system. For Varnashrama system to function, there has to be this tension should be there. Otherwise, it will become lopsided. There has to be division of power. If you look at, there is always a little bit of tension between renounced order of life and householder life. And there is a tension between Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Brahmanas holds the knowledge on how to govern the kingdom, including weaponry system. All the knowledge is possessed by, safeguarded by Brahmanas. And second thing they do is they give blessings to Kshatriyas. They give permission to rule over. But Brahmanas don't have to use that knowledge to hold power. They have the knowledge. They are the guardians of the knowledge, including weaponry system. And they give the blessings for Kshatriya to rule. But they cannot wield the power using that knowledge. Who holds the power always? Kshatriyas. So there has to be this division. Then only the Varna system will work properly. Similarly, for the Ashrama system to work properly, there has to be tension between a renounced order of life and family life, householder life. Otherwise, it will become lopsided. Because it's very much important. Because everybody can become renunciant. What will happen? The universe cannot function. The instruction of the Lord cannot be fulfilled. The instruction of the Lord to Lord Brahma is to populate. Second, do the visarga. Right? Populate the entire universe. In fact, grihastha life is the one which sustains all the other three ashramas. Even within grihastha ashram, not the Brahmanas, not the Kshatriyas, not the Shudras. Predominantly, support is done by Vaishyas. So this is very much important for the society to function, for the universe to function. But if everybody became grihasthas, what will happen? The purpose of the human life will be defeated. The purpose of human life is to war for what? Not dharma, artha, kama, moksha. To attain the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Right? So the renunciants has to come and preach. Like the best example is Narada Muni. Always preaches. Even for grihasthas, he preaches. At some point of time, he's okay, now enough. Enough is enough. Now leave. Even though certain times people are encouraged to enter in grihastha life, one should not enter into grihastha life. Provided two things. What is the first thing? One should not get bewildered by the ups and downs in grihastha life. Grihastha life means it cannot be steady. It cannot be steady. There will be ups and downs will keep coming. But one should not get bewildered. Two, one should know how to exit the Grihastha Ashram. Without knowing these two, one should not enter into Grihastha Ashram. One should enter into Grihastha Ashram. There are many criteria are given based on one's nature, based on the higher order of the spiritual master, right? And then one should also know how to get out of it. All this consideration has to be given. Then only one should enter into Grihastha Ashram. Otherwise, it is just an entanglement. Purpose of human life will be defeated. So in this case, Maharaj Parivartha have been instructed very well by Narada Muni to remain as a renunciant. He was doing meditation. To that place, who comes? Brahmaji comes. And Brahmaji instructs what? Enter into Grihastha life. Get married. So here, the order of Brahma supersedes the order of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is in fact present in that assembly. So he does not object. Because here, the Lord Brahma is telling, actually this is the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Based on your nature, you should be engaged in family life. Now all this opulence given by the extraordinary opulence given by the Lord, you take care of it. But as long as you remain sheltered at the lotus feet of the Lord, there is no danger. You will go back to Godhead. So he gives the instruction to enter into Grihastha life. Also he gives how to be detached from that situation, how to get out of the Grihastha life as well. So that is why it's very important if somebody wants to enter into Grihastha ashram, one should seek the blessing of the spiritual master. And the spiritual masters, in a blessing and instruction, one can enter into Grihastha ashram with a very clear understanding that I should not get bewildered by the ups and downs, and then I should know how to get out. What is the solution? What is the solution of getting out? Whenever Grihastha life has been encouraged in Srimad Bhagavatam, followed with what comes? Vanaprastha life. Predominantly, Srimad Bhagavatam proposes only renounced order of life. It's a Paramahamsa Samhita. But it, some places it encourages based on the time, place and circumstances, based on that particular person's nature, recommendation to enter into Grihastha of life is given, but along with always how that particular Grihastha enter into Vanaprastha and become a renunciant. Have you seen anywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam asking somebody to enter into Grihastha life and not followed up with the same person entering into, not entering into Vanaprastha? No. So predominantly, Srimad Bhagavatam is there. One proposes renounced order of life only. It's a Paramahamsa Samhita. In fact, later in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, right, Sukadeva Goswami narrates the story of Ramayana. Ramayana have been very detailedly elaborated. Actually, Sukadeva Goswami in terms, actually, in a way he says, in a little apologetically, you might know already the story of Ramayana, but still, I am going to narrate again. And especially he comes to the part of Lord Ramachandra. After Sita Devi have been kidnapped, Lord Ramachandra becomes angry, becomes, you know, frustrated, becomes depressed. That pastime he describes, specifically that pastime describes. And in fact, all rendition of Ramayana, when that particular pastime comes, it explains how Lord Ramachandra has been an ideal husband. But the lesson Srimad Bhagavatam draws is different from all other rendition of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, in that particular pastime of Lord Ramachandra going through the distress, Sukadeva Goswami draws out a lesson of what? Anybody who is attached to family life, to their spouses and children, this is what will happen. Suffering. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam predominantly proposes. Renounce order of life. Because otherwise there will be, easily you can get distracted and you will lose the purpose of human life. But that doesn't mean that one should not enter into Grihastha life. One can enter into Grihastha life, provided these two things. In fact, actually, you know, Janaka Maharaj, there is one pastime connected to this. So, you know, even like Lord Krishna quotes, the only example he gives of Karma Yoga example, Karma Yogi example, name specifically Krishna calls out in Srimad Bhagavad Gaya is Janaka Maharaj. So one time, one skeptic came to meet Janaka Maharaj. And this skeptic told Janaka Maharaj, "O king, you are giving all this philosophy, how one should do the duty but not attached to the results and this, all these things, all this great, great philosophy you are telling. Because you are saying it, because you are a king, you are in a very opulent position. Hence, you are able to say this, one should do the duty, not attached to the results, all of them, because you have all the opulences. But normal people, we don't have, we are struggling. We are not in that luxurious position to give all this philosophy. How can we? You are giving that philosophy because you are in a comfortable position." Then Janaka Maharaj replies, "Actually, this opulence, this situation, this position of a king is given to me. It's not that I was seeking for it. I had been given to it, I am doing it." "Oh, you are saying that because you are king." Again, that guy, that skeptic replied, "You are saying that because you are a king. Oh, I haven't given. It's not that I was endeavoring for it." Then Janaka Maharaj said, "Oh, okay. So that's what you say. Okay, then I'll give up my kingdom." He contemplated in the middle of the night. He left the kingdom. He went into the forest. Because he took the instruction of that skeptic seriously. Because you are saying that it has been given to you because you are having it. So Janaka Maharaj went into the forest. And then he was exhausted. And then he came under a tree. He was very tired. He slept under a tree. Meanwhile, the neighboring king, who wanted to come and see Janaka Maharaj, he comes. He comes with his entire entourage. When they are coming through the same forest. They saw the tree where under which somebody is sleeping. They saw that it is Janaka Maharaj sleeping. "Hey, what happened?" Somebody tried to go and wake up Janaka Maharaj. The king said, no, don't disturb him. "So we don't know what the situation is. We don't know why Maharaj is sleeping here. You set up a nice tent. So you start fanning." They set up a nice tent around Janaka Maharaj. They started fanning. Nice food, water, everything was kept ready. When Janaka Maharaj woke up, he saw the king and he saw the entire tent set up and somebody is fanning, water, food, what, everything is there. Everything was there. Then the king offered, like, "Please take some, you might be tired, take some water. Why, what happened? Why you are here?" Then Janaka Maharaj said, "Okay, stop everything. We have to call up immediately a person." He sends a message to get the skeptic. He comes. The skeptic comes. "See, based on your instruction, I left everything. I went under a tree. I was sleeping. Without my endeavor, again, these people brought out the entire tent, started fanning, food, water, the entire opulence had come. Even though I am willing to give up, I am destined to get it. I am ordered to get it. It came. You understand now? I am actually ruling this kingdom because it has been given to me to do my duty." So that's what same thing Prabhupada talks in the purport, right? The material opulence, right? Material enjoyment achieved by dint of one's fruitive activity differs from material enjoyment given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's what one should also keep very well in mind. When we enter into Grihastha life, as part of Grihastha life, we have to sustain, we have to do some economic development. To what extent one should go? Here it's very clearly given. One should not over endeavor to accumulate wealth. Whatever the Lord, you should do your duty, whatever is required to sustain the family. But whatever the result comes, by the will of the Lord, one should accept it. So, further, this analogy of Grihastha life, we all know the famous verse given by Prahlad Maharaj. What does he compare householder life to be? Deep, dark well. Hey, what is this? One side, Prahlad Maharaj is telling family life is deep, dark well. Here, somebody is being encouraged to enter into family life. So we have to understand the proper perspective. Deep, dark well has a utility. Well is very useful. In fact, you know, sometimes the well is so deep and dark, that's where the water comes from. Sometimes the well has to be very deep, you know. The water has to come from. Water is very much required to sustain life. But the same deep, dark well, which is very useful to the community and society, it becomes dangerous when there is no protection, when there is lack of light, when somebody is ignorant. When somebody in villages, sometimes we see a well which is not protected by boundaries, right? When somebody walks there with lack of light, what happens? Somebody falls down. Somebody might die also. Well has its utility. Similarly, householder life has its utility to support the other ashramas. But it should be, there should be a safeguard. There should be a boundary wall should be there. And there should be proper light, knowledge should be there. Without the blessings of the spiritual master and the higher authorities, and without having the clear understanding of this two instruction, not to get bewildered by the ups and downs, and how to exit, one should not enter into Grihastha life. So one analogy, His Grace Radhika Raman Prabhu, whatever I'm speaking is based on his one class he had given on the same verse. So I don't have the capacity or realization to elaborate on this. Whatever I heard, I just made some preparation. I'm speaking based on that only. In that, actually, he gives a nice analogy. So, any of you know, there is something called, in America, there is one festival in generally end of October, a festival of Halloween. You know what Halloween is? Halloween is generally the time the ghosts, goblins and spirits and all come out and create a scary situation. So people dress up like ghosts and goblins and like that. So in that, actually, as part of that Halloween, sometimes people set up something called haunted house. Haunted house means there's spider web will be there and many scary things will be there. When you enter in the haunted house, boom, some skeleton will come. Right? Actually, he says the haunted house is fun. Provided, when you enter into the haunted house, whenever things pop up, skeletons comes, this comes, that comes, you don't get scared. You don't get bewildered. And you should know how to get out of that haunted house. Similarly, one should not enter into family life. Provided these two things, one should not get bewildered by the ups and downs. Renounced life means it's steady. You don't have to do much as a brahmachari. Only two things are required. The analogy, you know, one time Gaurang Prabhu shared this with this. Analogy with the difference between renounced life and Grihastha life. Renounced life means, brahmachari means, there is a river and you have to go across the river. Brahmachari means you jump into the river, start swimming. same stroke, right? Both the hands you got to, you keep on doing the same stroke, surest and shortest possible time you will reach the other side. Same stroke. What is it? Two hands represent the same strokes. Sadhana and seva. If you stop any of the strokes, what will happen? You will drown. But grihastha life means, oh, I want to go to the other side. I can't swim. So down the line, if I go up north along the river for 10 miles, there is one bridge. I can use that bridge and cross and then come back down 10 miles. So I have to go 20 miles up and down to cross this river. I'm not able to walk. I need a car. Oh, I have a car, but I need a navigator. I need a spouse. And you start driving, there is some traffic jam on the road. After some time, you see there is a park. Oh, we had driven so much, we should take a break. And then after some time, there is a movie theater. Ah, let's watch a movie. Like that, even though still you can reach the other side, it is filled with so much of distractions. But if you are not careful, you will lose the purpose of crossing the river and coming to the other side. You will get carried by the traffic jam and movies and parks and other things. But you can reach the other side. Yes, some comfort is provided, some car or some vehicle is given. Some allowance is there for some comfort. But if that comfort is not used properly, if that allowance is not used properly according to regulative principles, you will get distracted and he'll be lost. So that is why it's very important to enter into grihastha life with the blessings and proper instruction from the spiritual master. Also, there are many considerations. Of course, age and nature and many factors need to be considered. That's what I thought I will share. Based on what I hear, and any comments, any corrections, any clarifications. You okay, Proji?
So, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, so you talk about, you know, two things for grihastha life. First, you know, go to the grihastha life. The first thing is, ups and downs is coming. You can, you know, how to handle. And you say how to grihastha life, enter and exit. Mm-hmm. Also, Prabhupada said, you know, book I think I read. Prabhupada said, you have a grihastha life, you don't take exit. So Prabhupada talking about, I don't know, which, I read book, so how to understand. Prabhupada also said, so talking about now, exit. And now I read the Prabhupada books also. So Prabhupada talking about, so you have a, you know, Vaishnava families. So we are also devotee. So Prabhupada said, you don't take, you know, exit. Also you, one for us, that takes sannyas. Don't need. So how to understand?
Yeah, Prabhupada also says, instructions on how, when should exit. The moment you get gray hair, white hair starts showing up, or once you are 50 plus, or your children are married, your duties have been done, you should exit. Also, it said that it's not necessary to enter into sannyas life. But it is nowhere ever said that one should not become vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means it's not only goes into the forest. You can remain in grihastha life provided you are detached, provided you don't meddle with others, provided you are able to, you know, being detached. You might be, externally you might be still in the ashram, but internally you should be a vairagi, you should be a renunciant. Otherwise you should not. generally for people it's not easy to give up control even after your son takes up your business of managing and protecting and providing. You know, if you are entering into that business and meddling with all the time, it's better you leave the house. But you can remain like Prahlad Maharaj as an advisor in a proper way. You can remain if you are not attached. Otherwise, Vanaprastha, that's what whole Srimad Bhagavatam emphasizes on entering into Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means not just going into the forest. You have to give up economic development and having this controller mindset. And then Prabhupada, actually, in fact, I wanted to read that, the last part of it. Most important part for the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to preach. As long as you are preaching, you can live and remain in any ashram, you will be protected. You will be protected by Mahaprabhu's instruction. So if your situation, remaining in family life, allows you to preach better, you should remain. If that becomes an hindrance, once your duty is done, it's better leave home. Because if you want Mahaprabhu's mercy, you got to preach. You got to share. So Prabhupada had given both instructions. If you are not attached, if you can remain in the ashram and still preach, you can. But Prabhupada also had given, once it starts becoming grey, once you cross 50, once your children are married, one should leave. So that's why it's important. You know, the age consideration to enter into Grihastha ashram also very important. Ideally, the decision should be made around 25. The delay after later, if you make, then it becomes all kind of disturbance. Everything becomes delayed. Then you can't follow the 50. At 50, your children will be only like 15 years old. And you can't get them married, and you have to work hard later. Becomes difficult. Also, another important consideration here, the same instruction, what actually he had given by Brahmaji, that remain at the lotus feet. Take shelter at the hole of the lotus of the Lord. Right? It said. In the previous verse, he said, remain in the fortress of family life by controlling the senses. But in fact, after saying that, what he says, he revises the instruction. That's why Prabhupada said, family life is not. You cannot get shelter in family life. That's what Prabhupada said in the purport. Because Brahmaji himself said, you remain in the fortress of the family life by controlling the senses. After saying that, actually he revises his instruction. Actually what it means remaining in Grihastha life by taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. As long as that remains, if you are attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, it doesn't matter where you are. You don't have to, go to the forest. But Vanaprastha is a consciousness of the mind. It's not just external. It's not that you put tree barks and leaves and go in the forest. No, it's a consciousness. All right? Hare Krishna. గ్రంథరాశ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శిల ప్రభుపాదకి నితాగవర ప్రమాణం దేవి.